Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But how do we ascertain the will of God? The Word of God. Now, how many people could we find out about that died without Jesus and were lost before we decide it's not always His will to save? How many people would you have to see or hear about that died lost before you'd go, well, there's just too many dying lost. It's obvious it's not always His will for them to be saved. Huh? Well, no. Why? Because your knowledge of His will is not based on who leaves this life saved or unsaved. You found His will where? And you found where He said He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of Him. And so I don't care if 90 million people died lost, it was still His will for all of them to be saved. Well, how many Christians would it take for you to see that struggling and in lack and don't have enough before you decide, well, it's not always God's will for Christians to prosper? Do you see this? What are we talking about? How many? Well, I just see too many Christians, too many of my brothers and sisters that are struggling. It couldn't be the will of God for us all to be rich, because I know people everywhere that's broke and poor and they love God. Their experience does not prove the will of God.
Amen.
Their lack of experience does not prove the will of God.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen, sir.
How many people do we have to see sick?
None.
Before we decide, well, it's not always God's will to heal. I know I'm just saying it different ways and I'm going over it again and again, but it is so important. Millions of people, Christians that love God, good people, still praying like this leper right here. Obviously didn't read the next verse. Didn't see where the question got answered. Or it wasn't good enough for them. But even though they saw it, didn't mean anything to them because they have seen all of this other stuff. And they have experienced or lack. Well, so-and-so, they prayed and they didn't get healed. Well, so-and-so prayed and didn't get saved. Well, so-and-so didn't prosper. What does it mean? It does not prove the will of God.
Amen.
Tell me how you find the will of God.
The Word of God.
One place. One place. The Word of God reveals the will of God. And if every one of us in this church never experienced it, it would still be the will of God.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If every one of us died lost and went to hell, it'd still be God's will for everybody to be saved.
Yes.
If every one of us is broke all our life, it's still the will of God for us all to be rich.
Yes.
Huh? Your experience doesn't prove the will of God. Your lack of experience doesn't prove the will of God. Oh, but if you'll agree with Him. I said, if you'll agree with Him and say, yes, I know I don't see it. I know I don't feel it, but I believe it. Elevate my life to match this. Bring me up to this. I'm claiming it. I'm believing I receive it. I'm holding on to it, and I'm going to go ahead and call it that way right now. I know I'm standing in the basement, but I'm going to push a 15th floor button. Right? I know I am not on the 15th floor, but I know I can get there. And it's your will for me to get there. So just keep pushing that button going. All right. All right. Huh? Well, I said to the thermostat, you know, an hour ago, and I'm still hot. Yeah, but it's coming. Right? I mean, we got enough sense to know if the house been shut up for 3 days in the middle of the summer and it's 105 degrees in there. You don't just flip the thermostat and go, "Ooh, it's chilly in here." It's going to take a while, right? It's going to take a while. And when you've been going the wrong way for the last 40 years in unbelief and fear, it might take more than a day or two. for you to get turned around, but it will happen if you'll put God's word first in your life. I think we're getting somewhere. Don't you? Tell me again, how can you find the will of God? What about what people have experienced or didn't experience, or what happened to them or didn't happen to them? None of that proves the will of God. The word is still true. Like Romans say, yea, let God be true and every man a liar. Anybody that says anything different is wrong, because he's right. And he's always right. No matter what you think. He's right. Every time. I had a person tell me one time, well, I'm tired of him being, talking about another person, I'm tired of him being right all the time. I said, well, is he right or not? Well, yeah, but I'm tired of it. Well, you better get over it. Because God is right all the time. All the time. And the sooner you agree with him, the better off you're going to be with every one of us. Can you say amen? Amen. So we have begun going through the word, giving 30 biblical reasons, 30 reasons from the scriptures. If the word of God reveals the will of God, then we need to get the scriptures on it. Establishing 30 reasons that we know it's God's will for all to be healed today. If somebody says, well, I don't believe that, get them to give you 30 reasons from the Bible. Why they are sure it's not His will always to heal. From the Bible. Not their theory in the pit, from the Bible. Not somebody's denominational dogma or out of somebody's theology book, from the Bible. And so we've been clipping right along. We saw God's word is medicine. A strong spirit will sustain you. The original creation. God's will in heaven. The origin of sickness. We saw sickness is a work of the devil. Not my words. 4 verses we saw that say it, and there are many more. We saw that we have a covenant of healing. Right? We saw the eternal names of God. We saw that sickness is a curse. And we've been redeemed from the curse. We saw that there's healing in the types of redemption. And that unfolded and revealed the next one, redemption itself. There is healing in redemption. Just like there's forgiveness of sin, healing is part and parcel of the same redemptive plan. Did you know you are just as healed as you are saved? You're just as rich as you are righteous? Whether you've believed it or not is a different thing, but it's true. It is a redemptive reality. It's true in Jesus. We saw the first fruits of our inheritance. We saw the fatherhood of God. We saw that healing is the children's bread. We saw that the mercy of God reveals His will to heal. We saw we have authority over demons and disease. We saw the ministry of Jesus reveal the will of God. And we saw last week the laying on of hands. And that was number 18, is that right? So we go on today to number 19. We are sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed now, today, because He is the good shepherd. Can you help me with this one tonight? He is the good shepherd. Somebody said out loud. He is the good shepherd. Well, how would we know that proves it's His will for us to be healed? Well, just sit tight. Hold on. Go with me, if you would, to scripture that is well known to many. The great 23rd Psalm. And let's get into this tonight. Psalm 23. I learned this 23rd Psalm as a little boy in Sunday school. Got me through some tight places in my youth. There were some times I didn't know anything much about what to do, but I'd just stand and say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You're with me. And He was. And He got me through. Amen. Our children need to know these things. It's sad that so many today don't know the word. It's been replaced with gimmicks and all other kind of stuff. But the word will stay with you. The 23rd Psalm. What does it say? The Lord is my shepherd. What's the next phrase? I shall not want. I shall not want. Why? Because he's my shepherd. I don't want. Listen to some other translations. The New English says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I like that, don't you? Young's literal translation, a very accurate translation, says, Jehovah is my shepherd. I do not lack. Boy, it'd do us good to say this often, wouldn't it? Yes. The Lord is my shepherd.
I do not lack.
Do not lack. The Amplified, the Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. I shall not lack. I do not, you heard that, and it's borne out in the original language. I don't lack, and I won't lack. Why? Because he's my shepherd. And the implication is, he takes care of me. Because he is such a good shepherd, and he takes such good care of me, I don't lack, and I won't lack. Well, when you're sick, you're lacking. More serious than lacking money. Isn't it? You don't have it, not able to leave the hospital. Not able to do what you need to do. You're lacking.
Yes, sir.
Do we serve a shepherd who's able to meet every need?
Yes, sir.
Does he want to meet all our needs?
Yes.
Has he really already provided everything we'd ever need in Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Is it his will to manifest it?
Yes.
In our lives so that we can say, I am complete and entire. I want nothing. I lack not for any good thing. Is that his will? Well, that would be the case with a sheep that has a good shepherd. They would lack nothing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Good Shepherd, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2020. That's R20020. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.